Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this relationship building series. Just before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend of the broadcast is offering a $10,000 matching grant for listeners giving a gift to Daily Hope for the very first time. So please go to PastorRick.com right now and give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people everywhere. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Becoming Best Friends with God.
It doesn't matter how many things I accomplish or what happens in my life that seems to be good, how many windfalls that come into my life, doesn't matter. If at the end of the day, I don't know God a little bit better and love him a little bit more, I miss the purpose of that day. I make it the number one priority of my life. Paul says it like this: everything else is worthless compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus. I've discarded everything else. I count it all as garbage so that I may know Christ. I make it my number one priority. Jeremiah 29:13, God says, you will find me when? You will find me when you seek me when? With all your heart. Are you doing that? Let me just ask you one-on-one. Are you doing that? Are you seeking God with all your heart every day? Not likely. You're going to become a friend of God when you want to become a friend of God. Write this down. I'm as close to God as I choose to be. You can't blame anybody else. You can't blame your wife, your husband, your parents, your kids. You can't blame me. You are as close to God as you want to be. And if you feel far from God, guess who moved? You didn't make it the number one priority of your life. You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Knowing and loving God is our greatest privilege, and being known and being loved by God is our greatest pleasure. You know, I was even noticing it on this trip that I was on in Europe, that you can tell what's important to somebody by what they brag about. That'll tell you their values. And so, you know, if their kids are most important, they brag about their kids. If their job is the most important thing in their life, they brag about their job. If travel and having experiences is important, that's what they talk about. You brag about what you value most. If partying or buying new clothes is what you talk about most, guess what you value most? Partying and getting new clothes. Here's what God says, Jeremiah 9. Look up here on the screen. God says, the wise must not brag about their wisdom, and the strong must not brag about their strength, and the rich must not brag about their money. But if somebody wants to brag, let him brag that he really understands and knows me. Why? Because that's what life is all about. Have you ever bragged by the fact that you're a friend of God? Hey, me and God, we're like this. You know, we're close. We're buds. We're friends. Knowing God is what matters most, and there's nothing more important than that relationship in your life. Now, how do you know when God is not your best friend? How do you know when you don't really know God? Well, Jesus said in Matthew 6 that the secret or the symbol or the characteristic, the concluding mark of a person who doesn't know God, Jesus said in Matthew 6 is this: worry. When you worry, it means you don't know God at that moment. You've forgotten who he is, what he said, what he's promised to do in your life. You're acting like you're an atheist. You're acting like there is no God. You're acting like it all depends on you. Every time you're worrying, every time you worry, you're saying, oh, I don't really know God at this moment. He's not my friend. I have to make it my number one priority. Number two, Second key to building a deep relationship with God, slow down and shut up. Or let me say it nicer. Slow down and be quiet. Okay? Slow down and be quiet. Our friendship with God is like any other friendship. You have to make time for it. If you don't make time for your human friends, they're not your friends. You make time for your friends. And if God is going to be your best friend, you've got to give your best time to God. The Bible says this. You've seen these verses many times. Psalm 46:10. Be still. That means just slow down and know that I am God. You need to have a daily quiet time with God. Be still and know that I'm God. Psalm 25:14. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who reverence him. With them, he shares the secrets of his covenant. See, most people don't know about God, and they don't know why, how God acts. They don't know why he does what he does, and they don't know what's going on in the world. Why? Because friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence him. You sit down, you slow down, you be quiet, and you spend time with God. What would a friend be if you never spend any time with him? Not a friend. You will never have God as your best friend if all you do is just come to church services. You've got to just be quiet, be still, and you get out and you sit down and you just read God's word and you listen and say, God, is there anything you want to say to me? And you don't have to use any fancy phrases, these and thous, or who arts and where arts and King James language. No, you just talk to God authentically. The Bible says it like this, Matthew 6:5-6. When you come before God, don't turn it into a theatrical production. I love this, the Message paraphrase. Just find a quiet, secluded place where you won't be tempted to role play before God. And just be there as simply and as honest as you can manage, and the focus will shift from you to God. That'll lower your stress, and you will begin to sense his grace. Make knowing God my number one priority, and then slow down and be quiet. Number three, key to a friendship with God. Decide whose friendship you want most. You don't have time for everybody to be your friend. And if everybody else is going to be your friend, you're not going to have time for God in your life. You've got to decide who you want most to be your best friend. Let me show you a verse on the screen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 says this. Some people have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. They know all the baseball scores. They know the stock market quotes. They know the top 10 songs. They know how to do a recipe. They know all kinds of other. They know who's in and who's out in every soap opera. They know who's up and who's down in the celebrity charts and TMZ. But they don't know God. They've missed the most important thing in life. How in the world could anybody miss a fellowship and a relationship with God when he says, this is what I made you for and this is what I want? How in the world do you miss it? Real simple. Care about something else more. That's why you're not a friend of God. You care about something else more. And you're missing the relationship that you were designed for with your Creator. Now, the Bible gets very specific. Look at this, James chapter 4. You should know that loving the world is the same thing as hating God. What's that mean? Anyone who wants to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Now, I don't understand this. It tells me here that I'm not supposed to love the world, and yet in John 3:16, the most famous verse, it says, God so loved the what? So which one is it? Okay? Am I supposed to love the world or not love the world? God so loved the world, but it tells me here that if I love the world, I become the enemy of God. It's the meaning of the word world. In John 3:16, he's talking about the people in the world. And in this passage, and in 1 John 2:16, he's talking about the value system of the world. Now, God says, I want you to love the people and hate the value system. You know what the problem is? We do the exact opposite. We love the value system and we hate the people. We love materialism, we love pleasure, we love popularity, we love prestige, we love passion, possessions, position. We love all the values of the world and we hate the people. God says, no, you got it all backwards. And he says that if you want to be my friend, friends value what friends value. If you're going to be my friend, if I'm going to be your friend, then I have to value what's valuable to you. What's important to you becomes important to me. Why? Because you're my friend, because I'm your friend. And if you're going to be a friend of God, then you've got to care about what God cares about and not care about what God doesn't care about. God doesn't care anything about image. He doesn't care about anything about how you appear, your image. He's not interested in your reputation. He's interested in your character. Not how you look, but what you are. And I have to choose to value what God values. Jesus said in John 15:14, "You're my friends if you obey me." Now, what does that mean? Well, let me clarify this. When I say that God wants us to be his friends, we are friends of God, but we are in no way equal to God. Does that make sense? We can be friends with God, but we're not equal to God. For instance, if there's a king and in some country and I become that person's friend, I may be able to get up close to him. I may be able to be trusted by him. I may have confidences of his. I may know information other people don't know and all kinds of things, but I'm still not the king. And let's don't get that confused. I'm just a friend of the king. I'm not the king. And I'm still subject to the king like everybody else is. I may have more privileges because I'm a friend of the king, but I'm still not the king. And I have to do what he says. And friends of the king have special privileges. As I said, but they're just still subject. So what's he saying here? You're my friends if you obey me. I can't say I love Jesus and then go live like the devil.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, you know that Pastor Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome, life-giving, filled with joy and purpose. That's why he created the Awesome Relationships Bible Study. Through this 4-session DVD and workbook study, you'll discover the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, awesome friendships, and most importantly, an awesome relationship with God. This resource is perfect for individual or group study. And today, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Awesome Relationships Bible Study as thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a desperate and hurting world. Now, if you're giving a first-time gift to Daily Hope today, your gift will be matched up to $10,000 by generous friends of the broadcast. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to have your gift matched by the $10,000 matching grant. So act now. Thank you so much for helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
If there's a king and in some country and I become that person's friend, I may be able to get up close to him. I may be able to be trusted by him. I may have confidences of his. I may know information other people don't know and all kinds of things, but I'm still not the king. And let's don't get that confused. I'm just a friend of the king. I'm not the king. And I'm still subject to the king like everybody else is. I may have more privileges because I'm a friend of the king, but I'm still not the king. And I have to do what he says. And friends of the king have special privileges. As I said, but they're just still subject. So what's he saying here? You're my friends if you obey me. I can't say I love Jesus and then go live like the devil. I can't say, oh, I'm a Christian and then live a self-centered life. I can't say, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus and then pick and choose the verses that I want to listen to and ignore the ones I don't. Jesus says, you're my friend if you obey me, if you obey my commandments. Now, why do we obey God? Non-believers get this wrong all the time. And they look at Christians and they go, oh, you are so restricted. And you have to obey God as a Christian. And that's why I don't want to be a Christian, because I don't want to obey God. And you obey him out of guilt, or you obey him out of fear, or you obey him out of obligation, or you obey God out of duty. No, I don't do any of those things. Why do I obey God? Because he loves me. He loves me like none of you or anybody else will ever love me. He loved because he first loved us. And the Bible says the only reason there's love in the world is because God is love. We love, we obey God, not out of fear, not out of guilt, not out of obligation. We obey God out of love because he loved us, because he saves us. Past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. That's why. I mean, I remember when I was a kid in high school, and a kid came up to me and he said, you're restricted. He said, what do I mean? He said, well, because you're a Christian. He said, you can't do anything fun. So what do you mean? He said, well, you can't do any of the fun stuff that all the rest of us do. And I looked at him in the eye and I said, you know what? I take all the drugs I want to take. I get stoned all I want to get stoned. I drink all I want to drink. I go to all the parties I want to go to. I go to bed with as many women as I want to go to bed with. Here's the difference. Jesus changed my want to. I don't want to do those things. They're cheap, plastic, phony thrills that have a kick and then the kick back, and they don't last. And they lead to despair, not dignity. And they lead to depression, not delight. I don't want to do those things. Why? Because Jesus changed my want to. John 15, look at this verse on the screen. Jesus says this, I have loved you as the Father has loved me. How does the Father love God? Unconditionally. Love Jesus. When you obey me, you remain in my love. Just as I remain in my Father's love when I obey him. I have told you this so that you'll be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. He doesn't say, I want you to obey me because you're scared to death of me, you're afraid of punishment, and it's going to lead you to misery. He says, I want you to obey me because it leads to love, because you love me, and because I love you, and it's going to lead to joy. It's the best way to live. When I think I know better how to live than God, I'm always in trouble. Jesus modeled obedience. Number four, fourth way to build a friendship with God. Maintain a constant conversation. You're never going to build a friendship, as I said, just by attending worship on the weekends. You got to maintain a constant conversation. You got to talk with God all the time about anything, everything, whatever you're feeling, all day, 24 hours a day. You just have this running conversation with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says this. Pray some of the time. No, that's not what it says. What does it say? Pray what? All, yeah. And that word means all, okay? Pray all the time. Now, you know, Muslims believe they're supposed to pray to God 5 times a day. Christians says all the time. Not 5 times a day, not 6 times, not 10, all the time. And I talk to God all the time, just like I'm talking to you. In fact, while I'm talking to you right now, I'm talking to him. Oh, you've never done that? If you carry on a conversation with yourself while you're talking to somebody else, certainly you can carry on a conversation with God while you're talking to somebody else. And so while I'm talking to you, I'm talking to God at the same time. And by the way, God says, you're cool. Now, he says, pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. Question. Would your life be better if you prayed as much as you text? What if you talked to God as much as you talk to somebody else on texting or social media or phone calls? And what are you doing texting? You just keep all the conversation going throughout the day. How's it going? I'm fine. Just ate a burrito. Burp, you know? Yeah. Well, you know what? You can have that ongoing conversation with God. The same way you text constantly, you can pray constantly. You don't have to bow your head. You don't have to close your eyes. In fact, if you're driving, you better not. Philippians 3:10, Paul says this, my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and more intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. I love that in the Amplified. Maintain a constant conversation. Talk to God all the time. And number five, this is an important one. If you're going to build a friendship with God, trust God in your pain. Trust God in your pain. Every friendship is built on trust. When I started this series, I told you the difference between an acquaintance and a friend is this: talk and trust. You talk with acquaintances, but you trust your friends. If you don't trust somebody, they're not your friend. You may spend 8 hours a day with them, but if you don't trust them, they're not a friend. They're just an acquaintance. The bedrock of every friendship is trust. And that's true with God too. You gotta trust him. And you gotta trust him when things don't make sense, when things are backwards, when things are going sideways, and when you're going under and you think, I'm going under for the last time. Psalm 55, 22. Cast all your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Cast all your cares. Cast means not to, like, casting a line a long ways. It means just drop it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We pray that God uses this teaching from Pastor Rick to help you discover more deeply the hope that our relationship with Jesus Christ provides in every area of your life. Right now, a generous friend of the broadcast is offering a $10,000 matching grant for listeners giving a gift to Daily Hope for the very first time. Now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. You know, my hope is that God uses this broadcast to help deepen your relationship with Jesus. Now, these Daily Hope messages are distributed on radio stations and digital platforms all across the globe, and listeners are writing and letting us know that their lives are being changed. They're telling us that they're walking with Jesus and that guilt and fear has been chased from their lives by God's love. You know, relationships are being restored and marriages are being healed, and many people are saying that they found their life purpose. I want to say thank you to you, because we're only able to carry the hope of Jesus to these people all around the world because of gifts from generous listeners like you. I just wanted to say, I am so grateful for those of you who have consistently given throughout this past year. And I can't thank you enough for your prayers and your financial support. Now, I understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. Hear it from me. That's okay. Because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's between you and God, not between you and me, but between you and God. And your prayers are a continual and incredible contribution to this Daily Hope ministry. Now, if you do want to give a financial gift, I've got some really great news to share with you. There's a generous friend of Daily Hope broadcast who is offering to match the amount of your very first gift. In other words, if you give $20, then that person has combined it with a grant to make your gift $40. Your first gift will be double to go twice as far. Now, if you've never given a gift to Daily Hope, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to share the hope of Jesus throughout the whole world. I love you so much.
Today is the last day to have your gift matched by the $10,000 matching grant. So act now. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks for partnering with Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.